All right, so we have another cartoon for you here, which really illustrates some of the points that we've just made. What's the point of looking at your side of this argument when it's wrong? So that mindset is a problem in mediation, because mediation is in part about listening, and it's in part about understanding that we all have different perspectives. So some of you may have seen pictures like this before. This is the same picture. Just one's turned one way and one's turned another. So we can all look at the same information and walk away with an entirely different conclusion. And that's why we all have jobs, right? If it was all straightforward, if there was nothing to argue about, there weren't two sides to every issue, they wouldn't need us. Not just us mediators, but us lawyers. So it's important to remember perspectives. This is another example. Some people look, they see the word love. Some people look, they see the word hate. Some people look and they just see something really funky looking. But that's the whole thing, is that you have to understand that people are walking in there with different backgrounds, different beliefs, different expectations, and different perspectives. So this happens a lot in mediation. Wait, what? They don't agree with me on XYZ facts or XYZ law? How is that possible? It's possible because we're human. It's possible because we all come to things and we see them differently, we interpret them differently, we feel them differently. That's actually one of the things that makes life so interesting, because we do all have different perspectives, but it's also the reason that we have disputes. And the reason, frankly, that sometimes you need to go to a mediator to help work out the dispute. So you need to come into mediation recognizing that the reality is they see things differently from you. They do. And I will tell you from the mediator's standpoint, it's very common that I go into mediations and we spend the first perhaps couple of hours dealing with the, wait, what? They don't agree with me? And then once we get past that, then we can actually start talking turkey. We can start talking about where's this going to go and getting into some of the things that Judge Clark was talking about in terms of what are your needs? What are your interests? What do we really need to accomplish here?
So this thing about wait, what, is one of the reasons that I like to do joint sessions. It's really interesting how often lawyers will say, well, would you mind not having a joint session in this thing? Because the parties are pretty, they're pretty angry at one another, and they're not getting along very well, and I'm afraid a fight might break out, and we might just end this process before it starts. So can we just start in separate session? Which is, I suppose, okay in some mediations, especially where the parties really know each other's positions very well. But I don't know, I'm still a fan of the joint session. And for a very, very simple reason. We hear, but we don't listen. And this, the worst offenders are you guys. Honest to goodness. We think we are really good listeners, but we're not. What we are is we're really good cross-examiners. So what we do is, yeah, now I don't know if they, do they have the legal pads anymore where the margin line is about a third of the way over? You know, they used to have those when I was a young lawyer, and now, well, nobody uses pencils anymore. But back in the day, you may remember, some of you young lawyers, who just close your ears. Back in the day, they used to have, like, pencil and paper. In any event, I remember those pads because the purpose of those pads was that you were writing down notes about what the other side was saying, what the witness was saying, what the lawyer was saying, maybe even what the judge was saying. And then over here on the other side of the line, you were writing down what you were going to say in response. And you're writing that down, da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, psychologists have done a lot of work on this. You know, we think that what we're doing here is we're actually multitasking. We're doing two things at the same time. That's not what's going on. What's actually going on is that your brain is switching back and forth very quickly, because your brain actually doesn't have the ability to do more than one thing at a time. It can do it very quickly, but what happens is, as it's moving back and forth, it's missing stuff. Now, if you're really, really good at it, then you can get most of it. And most lawyers are trained, especially litigators, are trained to get most of it. And so we're actually pretty good at it. But it's deceptive. And I laud you for having this skill and being able to do it so well in trial, but it is counterproductive in a mediation. It's counterproductive in a mediation. Why? There's no judge there. There's only the mediator. Your mediator is not your fact finder. Your mediator is not your lawgiver. There's no point in getting the mediator on your side, because if the mediator is doing her job right, she's not going to be on anybody's side. She's going to be on the side of the deal. So, you know, the whole point is you don't want the mediator to take sides. So getting the mediator to take sides may look like an attractive strategy, but, you know, it's, you're fighting against what the mediator is really trying to do, which is to stay neutral as much as possible. The mediator will be everybody's friend and everybody's enemy. That's the job. And so if you're working on notes so that you can come back at them, well, that's not very effective. And if you think you're going to persuade the other side to come to your point of view, well, how's that worked out for you? That's why you're in mediation, because you're not going to convince them to come around to your point of view. The purpose of that joint session is not so that you can come up with the zinging answer that will slap them down, knock them down, and convince them that you're right and turn them into a quivering mass of jelly. No, 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 no. The purpose of that session is to listen.